And we're honored to have with us this morning on our morning show visitors from Floyd Healthcare with another Live Well Cherokee segment. And we have with us Dan Bevels and Amy Griffin of Floyd, Atrium Floyd of Rome. And folks, it's good to have you both with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Jerry.
It's our pleasure to have you with us. And Dan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Amy and what we're going to be discussing with her this morning.
Absolutely, Jerry. Amy's one of my very favorite people at Atrium Health Floyd. She is the system director for our imaging services, which is radiology and so forth. And she's also the director of the breast center at Floyd, which has done so much great work for women and families around Northwest Georgia, Northeast Alabama over the years. But this morning, Amy is going to tell us a little bit about a new program that we're offering at Cherokee Medical Center, which the folks there in Cherokee County can take advantage of, and that's low-dose CT lung scans. And Jerry, I'm just going to back out because Amy's the expert. She can tell us all about it.
All right. Well, Amy, welcome to the Wake Up Show here on WEIS, and tell us a little bit about this low-dose CT lung screening.
Sure. Excited to have the opportunity to share. So this is a new program for Cherokee Medical Center, and we're just thrilled to be able to bring it to the residents of Cherokee County. So low-dose CT lung screening is targeted at finding lung cancer very early, and in particular, this screening test is used in patients who have a history or are current smokers. And so we look for a specific subset of folks. It doesn't apply to everybody, but for these individuals that have a heavy history of smoking throughout their lifetime, this low-dose CT lung scan can actually find lung cancer very, very early when it is very, very treatable. And one of the issues that we have with lung cancer, it is one of the leading causes of cancer death. And unfortunately, without screening, it's very typical for a patient to not experience any symptoms or really know anything's wrong until the cancer is very advanced. And so having this new tool now to start to screen individuals for lung cancer is going to allow us to find those lung cancers when they're very, very small and very treatable, and give us much better outcomes for these folks.
That's wonderful, because that can save a lot of lives out there. Do people that think they're smokers, they're at risk, do they need to talk with their physician for a referral, ask them about this situation, or wait till they develop symptoms?
No, so we want to see them long before they develop symptoms. So the target population for this type of test is anybody that is between the ages of 50 and 80. And then, in addition to that, we look at what's called PAC years. So that's a calculation that we do based on the number of PACs per day that an individual smokes or smoked, if they've smoked within the last 15 years. So even folks who've quit smoking, we'd still want to see those as well. But that PAC year, for example, if you smoked a PAC a day for 20 years, then you have what's called 20 pack years. Or if you smoked 2 packs a day for 10 years, that's calculated as 20 pack years. And so we're looking for folks who have at least a 20 pack year history of smoking. And your doctor can help you figure that out if you're not sure. And then you either need to be a current smoker or have quit within the last 15 years. And this is tobacco smoking specifically. Cigarette smoking. And if you qualify for that, if you meet those indicators, we recommend that you do reach out to your primary care physician and talk with them about this test to see if it could benefit you.
All right. Now, you mentioned specifically cigarettes. What if they're a pipe tobacco smoker or a cigar smoker? Does that apply? Or are those people not as likely to have symptoms of or develop lung cancer?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Jerry. So the easiest rule of thumb when it comes to smoking is no smoking is good. However, for this specific test, the trials that were done to prove the benefit of this type of screening were done in cigarette smokers. And so as of right now, this test is just recommended for folks who are cigarette smokers, not for the pipe or cigar smokers. And typically with those folks, the smoking is less than what we would see in a cigarette smoker. So we do anticipate as additional research is done, we may see changes to the recommendations, but for right now it is just for cigarette smokers.
And this is a great tool for that. Now, as people, if they're getting ready to go for the test, how extensive preparation for it, or is there any prep for this test?
That's a great question too. So this is super, super easy. The test, the whole experience from start to finish is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. So they'll come into the hospital like they were coming in for any other outpatient test, and they'll be registered into the hospital information system. They'll have a brief meeting with a nurse practitioner who's going to go over all of the details around the screening test. So what the screening test can tell us, what it can't tell us, and what the next steps might be if the screening test shows the need for further study. So we do a good bit of education. That takes about 10 to 15 minutes. And then the patient goes and has the CT scan. And the CT scan for this particular test takes less than 5 minutes. And then once it's done, they're on their way. That CT scan will be read later that day by a radiologist and will contact the patient with the results of the screening. And there are kind of two basic outcomes that can happen. So you can have, you know, a normal screening where we'll tell you that we want to see you back in 6 months or 12 months for a repeat scan. Much like mammography, we're going to do these every year. As long as you still meet the PACUR qualifications. Or if your screening test shows an indicator of a problem, then you'll be referred on to a pulmonologist to go through some diagnostic testing to determine what's going on and if we have found an early lung cancer, if it's some other type of issue that needs to be addressed.
Do the people or is this, you mentioned how new it is. Have you had it in existence long enough to know the prognosis of the situation if you were to discover an issue, say, for example, that you do suspect lung cancer in a patient?
Yes. So the studies are very, very favorable for this type of scan. Because it's a screening test, we're typically finding things that are very, very small and highly treatable, and we can have really great outcomes. And so this really is very much like a mammogram is for breast cancer. This is, in the smoking population, the same type of thing for lung cancer. And so it's a very worthwhile test. It's worth, you know, a quick conversation with your doctor if you're curious. You know, if you're not sure if you qualify or you think you might want to have it done. Again, it's about 30 to 40 minutes is all it takes. And for most patients, we're going to see you once a year and just follow you very closely. If you do have to have additional testing, that'll be, you know, probably some additional types of scans and a visit with a pulmonologist just to see what's going on. But again, we're typically finding very early cancers that are highly treatable.
I noticed earlier in your presentation, you told us that this was the target ages were 50 to 80. But what if somebody has reached that 20-pack corridor and they're 42 or 45, they've started smoking early?
Yep. So we're still going to wait till age 50. So again, this is very similar to mammography where we start at age 40. So statistically and with the studies that were done and sort of what we know about how lung cancer develops in the smoking population, the biggest benefits for this type of screening begin when we start at age 50, and then we'll screen for that 30-year window, which is, you know, similar mammography, just we start at age 40 and go to, you know, age 75 or 78.
Okay. Can the people contact Floyd direct and set up this, or do they need to go through their physician? Is that a qualifier?
Yep. So we do need folks to go through their primary care physician just to make sure that they do meet the qualifications, and then their primary care physician can place an order for this exam, and they can contact Floyd's Centralized Scheduling Department, which all of the local providers in Cherokee County know how to do that. And for folks that don't have a primary care doctor but meet this criteria and are interested in finding out more about this test, we have a primary care call center for our Floyd Primary Care Network. That phone number is 706-509-3750, and folks can call there, and that's kind of like a triage center. So they'll ask the patient several questions and match them up with the best primary care doctor for them there in Cherokee County.
Sounds great. Well, that sounds it's wonderful to know that we have another new service brought in by Atrium Floyd for our Cherokee Medical Center to help treat people here in Northeast Alabama. And that's exciting news to have. Dan, are we going to see some more new events coming to Cherokee Medical Center?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. We're really excited about what's to come. Nothing that we're ready to announce just yet, but as we continue to expand in that area, we're going to continue to find new and innovative ways to take care of the folks in Cherokee County. So we just encourage everyone to follow us on social media, on Facebook, and be sure to check out floyd.org for any additional information about what we have happening there in Cherokee County.
Sam.
And by the way, for folks who live and work in the Piedmont area, we have a brand new nurse practitioner working in that practice. Carlos Farmer has come back home and is taking care of his friends and neighbors there in Piedmont. So if you're looking for a new place, a new provider to provide primary care services, Carlos will take care of you.
Sounds great. Floyd continues to expand. Atrium Floyd Healthcare for all of the Northeast Alabama, Northwest Georgia area. How about, Amy, anything before we leave that you need to share with us before we cut away?
I just appreciate the opportunity to share this with the audience, Jerry, and hope we can use this to start to make a difference with lung cancer in Cherokee County.
No doubt you will. That's a great service. Dan and Amy, thank you so very much for coming on and being with us this morning with another segment of Live Well Cherokee coming your way on WEIS.